Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood. Sorry, man. Get right to it, brother. Not a whole lot of time before we hit that 8 o'clock hour.
Oh, you had a passionate rant there, Joe. I didn't want to interrupt you.
I think it was just partially. I was just tired from last time. Sorry.
Okay.
And I've had coffee to neutralize it. Yeah. Right. Go ahead, man.
Sorry. All right, we had a weird one yesterday. Did you see what happened over at Nebraska? We had a live mic here. President Ted Carter was giving a press conference yesterday. So one of the local TV stations, they had the mic feed on. Let's see if you guys can hear this. This is just a live mic here, talking off to the side here about football.
Everything that's going on here, and with what we're getting ready to announce at Husker and Big Ten football tonight.
Oh, really? I heard that was happening. I didn't. I think there's a lot of anticipation about that. Good for you. Maybe that'll get off your plate.
Well, it never will, but it's a good move in the right direction.
Right.
So we have our professors here. Everybody that's
we have a few. I think.
So live mic caught there. If you didn't hear right. That exactly, that they are getting ready to announce that the Big Ten's going to play football, and of course that announcement did not come yesterday.
Yeah, I was expecting last night. I kept waiting for that breaking story that was going to roll across ESPN, Big Ten back, going to start in October, and it didn't happen. Not sure what happened there.
Right.
Well, the president said they were ready to announce. They did not. So no Big Ten football as of yet. We'll see if that happens today. We did have a documentary get announced here, another long one, a four-part 30 for 30, The Life and Times of Oscar Pistorius.
Ooh.
Any interest in this one, guys?
Boy, that story was a crazy story. My God, is that crazy.
Four parts, though, Joe?
Yeah, it's a four-parter. I mean, his story is pretty wild.
I don't know. You know what? I said
ready to pass, Joe.
I'll say it first. I'll pass.
No, Joe was ready to pass. Then he realized he has nothing going on in his life. So
exactly.
He's like, maybe, you know what? I could find 4 hours.
By the way, it's
with all the sports going on, you don't. There's nothing going on. Come on.
Yeah, sports start at night, though, Zach. This guy's got a lot of free time. Yeah. 9:55. He's free.
You have no idea what it's like. Half empty nester, and the women don't want to be around you at all. So it's really leaves you by yourself, either my office or my bedroom. That's it. Very sad.
All right, so you'll be watching The Life and Times of Oscar Pistorius, which premieres, Joe, just so you know, here on September the 27th on ESPN+. You can watch that.
What a weird story that is, man. Crazy. Go ahead.
Sorry. All right, guys. Derek Jeter is going to be selling the $29 million Tampa mansion. Has a tenant at the moment, so if you buy it, you're going to have to deal with the tenant, who is Tom Brady, of course.
Right.
But the house officially up for sale, 30,875 square feet, 7 bedrooms, 16 bathrooms, saltwater lap pool, a bar, gym, wine cellar, movie theater, and, of course, it's on the water.
Yeah, so it's nice.
So Jeter apparently told Brady, he said, listen, man, I'm going to give you a good deal on this, but you may have to move out because I'm trying to sell it. And Brady went, for what you're asking, yeah, I'll get through football season at least. All of a sudden, Tom Brady throws two picks, a pick six, and finds out he's got to move out the same damn time. Can you imagine how bad that is?
Oh, my God.
Ready for some ready for some Tiger King here, Joe?
Yeah. All right.
Always.
So, of course, Joe Exotic came out with his underwear line. Now, he looks like he's going to get sued here by Jeff Lowe because Jeff Lowe is claiming that he owns the trademark Joe Exotic.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Boy, there's a couple of sleazy dudes going back and forth.
He claims he's owned that name since 2016. And that it's also that Joe Exotic also decided to start his underwear line while he was in prison. So he's going to fight that as well, claiming that he's not allowed to do that either.
By the way, how's the other guy not in jail?
Right. How'd he sneak out?
How's the other guy not doing 20 years? What a scam artist he is, man. Are you kidding me?
Slightly less dumb than Joe Exotic.
Slightly, right.
I don't even know if that's correct English there, but.
That's all right.
Makes sense, right.
I knew what you meant.
Thank you. And then one more thing here for you guys. Another big day for nerds here. Second day in a row. We had the big Apple event yesterday with the new Apple Watch and the iPad Air. Today will be the PlayStation 5 event. So this is a huge day for nerds here. 4 o'clock today, you can watch. They will reveal the PlayStation 5. We should get some information on when you can get this thing. And, of course, the all-important price.
What kind of price? You have any idea?
We're looking at in the $500 to $600 range here, Joe. Like maybe the $599 range is where we're looking at here.
Jeez.
Now, Xbox came out with two different systems here, the Xbox Series X and the Series S. And you can go online and figure out the difference between the two of them. The X is $300. That one's much cheaper than the other one.
So it's going to be the base system, not as powerful.
Yeah,
is this a must have for both you guys?
No,
I probably if it comes out and it's $600, I probably don't. I don't play enough video games.
A lot of people at home with a lot of free time these days.
I have an Xbox, but it's 4 or 5 years old or whatever.
All right,
but I mean,
I couldn't tell you what an Xbox looks like unless it said Xbox. So
what about an Atari 2600? You know what an Atari is?
Nintendo.
Regular
I told thing. You, my nephew, I told you guys maybe a month or two ago, my
he came and
nephew,
got everything, right?
So for some reason, my wife kept all the games from a long, long time ago when the kids had them. She just put it all out in the garage, and my nephew lit up like a Christmas tree with extra lights. He goes, man, hey, Uncle Joe, can I have this stuff? I go, yeah, man, get rid of it, please. So I don't know what any of the old stuff. He took the games and everything, man.
He just put a bid on Jeter's Mansion now from you. Thank you.
Yeah, that Jeter, Tom Brady thing's weird, too. Things with Jeter sometimes are just...
So well, apparently, listen. if you go to tour the house, by the way, like if you're a potential buyer, you don't get to see Brady. They coordinate it so that Brady won't be home.
But I thought they sold it. They didn't sell it, huh? He's just told them. Why did I think they sold it? It's big bucks, man. Most expensive pad in that neighborhood. Jeter goes big, man. He doesn't mess around. Look at all the big arms he's got. He's going big right now.
And he big-timed you, so.
And he big-timed me. Everything's big. He big-timed me up at spring training. All right, hey, listen, I probably would have done
that. I'm sorry to bring that up. I know you're very salty.
That's fine. Make a big deal about me traveling an hour and a half after a show, and then he didn't have time to see me. Kind of weird after it was all set up, so. But you can do that.
You're small potatoes, Jeter, bro. I mean,
I get it. I understand that. But just don't tell me you'd like me to come up. That's all. Hey,
I mean, he didn't tell you that.
But don't invite you never dinner gone up. If you're not serving dinner.
I would have never gone up there, man. I promise you that. Right. You know how hard it is to stay awake on that drive home after that, coming down off that coffee in the afternoon after watching that game with that sweat.
Joe's driving up there. No, I'm not. Joe in his head is driving to Jupiter. He just pictures Jeter just sitting there waiting for him.
Wait, at that bench.
Like
that
the only thing on Jeter's bench, daily schedule is just Joe Rose, and he's just waiting for you.
But no, but it's different. When you invite someone to come to dinner and you don't serve dinner, that's a problem.
Don't have that guy that I'm not a big fan of, the idiot that does the communications. Just don't tell me to come up that you're going to set it up. Don't say anything.
Just don't invite us. That's
yeah. I'm sure at the time he thought he could get Jeter. He's Jeter's guy.
He didn't have to apologize at this point. It's fine. But I will tell you, Air Around the Clock's not going to apologize for how good they are, man, when it comes to air conditioning service. Are you kidding me? Plus, trucks on the road all over Broward and Palm Beach right now. Chippy got them up early drinking coffee and said, let's go, guys. We got to take care of all the air conditioning problems. This company was built on great service, and that means air conditioning problems you have, taken care of quickly. If you need a new air conditioning unit, heck, they got reams ready to go. I know they did because I just got two brand new ones myself, man. Listen, sooner or later, you're wearing those air conditioning units out. They're going to break down. They are. It's just a fact. They happen to everybody. Everybody in this neighborhood, new, old, the air conditioning units are breaking down. Then the question is, where do I go? Who do I trust? Well, how about somebody that's got 40-plus years in the business? Big Daddy Lenny started his 40-plus years. And let me tell you, he is old school about working. It's 7 days a week. Sometimes it's late at night. Sometimes it's early in the morning. Still family-owned and going strong with trained and certified technicians ready to take unbelievable care of you. Mask and gloves to keep you safe. They've been carrying UV lights and new amazing air scrubbers longer than anybody else. So this summer, whether you need a new air conditioning unit or repair the one you have, duct cleaning, attic insulation, or want to improve your indoor air quality, they do it all for you, man. They got a lot of different divisions down there to take great care of you at Air Around the Clock. Go where I go. Make sure you tell them Joe Rose said to give a call. I want to find out about you guys. 1-800-741-1033. 1-800-741-1033 for Ream and Air Around the Clock.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.